Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store, or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, welcome back to Three Terrible Gamers Podcast. This is episode 90, and I'm here with Colin.
Hey guys.
Took a break last week, had to travel back to West Virginia, but we're back, and we got some all new topics. We just started fresh for you guys, so a Horizon LEGO game has been rumored.
Insider Gaming reports the unannounced video game is essentially Horizon Forbidden West, but LEGO form, with realistic graphics, air quotes. IGN has asked Sony for comment. That pretty much is all we have right now. We don't know which studio is behind the game or the platform it will be launched on, but Sony is rumored to be set to hold the PlayStation Showcase this month. Perhaps we'll learn more there. While LEGO Horizon video game may sound like a odd choice, the two brands have collaborated before with the LEGO sets based on the Gorilla's post-apocalyptic franchise. I don't think this will wind up working out, just because how LEGO typically does their games. Every single LEGO game that I've seen has been cross-platformed. So they've entered everybody's, you know, from the Switch, you know, Nintendo, Xbox, PlayStation. They usually release it on everybody's thing, and then obviously Sony's not going to be like, yes, they're not, especially if it's supposed to just be that game but in LEGO form.
Yeah,
supposedly they're not going to be like, oh yeah, no, we're going to give up our IP to these other companies.
Yeah, it'd probably just be PlayStation and PC, like Forbidden West is.
Yeah, and but I don't see LEGO coming to agreement that way, because like I said, LEGO usually releases on all consoles on their games.
Yeah, and I think you're probably right, but another thing that I've seen is that if this doesn't go through, maybe they'll, where Fortnite has that LEGO thing now, maybe they'll let it come there instead, just as a playable character on there.
Yeah, which, yet again, LEGO's on all platforms, because especially Fortnite being a good example there.
Yeah, yeah. It's on all platforms.
Yeah. But like I said, I can't see Sony being like, oh yeah, I'm going to let this game just because it's more of a cartoon version of what it is. Which, my mentality is, I'm thinking about where it's already robotic dinosaurs that you're fighting. that would just look so good coming off though with the like Lego pieces coming off.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And everything. That would be a cool, like I said, concept.
I'd get it probably because I mean, I've played Forbidden West, but in Lego form, like I don't know, it just maybe be more appealing to me because I haven't played a whole lot of Forbidden West, so maybe if it was in Lego form, I might.
Yeah. Then obviously they would have to introduce building somewhere in there because I haven't played a Lego game where building wasn't a concept at some point in the game.
Yeah. I mean,
not like Fortnite building, obviously, but right. It's like, you know, you go to like a certain area, you can hold a button for a certain amount of time or whatever.
Yeah. They'd figure it out if it turns out to be true.
But like I said, as far as like the cross-platform capabilities goes, I don't see it happening just on Lego side with that. Or it'd be the first Lego game that's just specific to a certain console type.
Yeah, I'd say more than likely, though, Lego would like to stay on all platforms because, well, they make more money that way.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and with it being Sony's IP, Sony would make the, you know, money too on whatever percentage base, but yet again, they would, at that point, have their IP on, you know, Nintendo and Xbox.
Right, yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah, makes sense. It's good. Move on. God of War Ragnarok PC announcement might be coming soon.
Sticking with Sony.
Yeah, sticking with Sony.
God of War Ragnarok is expected to be released on PC in fall of 2024, 2 years after the original release on PS4 and PS5 in November of 2022. As of November 2023, the game sold more than 15 million copies. Which, I mean, that's a common trend in itself. Usually it's out for 2 to 3 years before they, you know, for their IPs on PC.
Yeah. Which it did come out in 2022. Ragnarok did, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be almost free. Well, what? No, it wasn't released with the console because console came out in 2020.
Yeah.
So no, it was a pretty much mid-console release and very end of life cycle for PS4 release.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in it.
Definitely, me too.
Been a fan of God of War.
Yeah, I have 2018 on PC, and I haven't beat it. I need to, but I'd like to have Ragnarok on there too. So after I beat 2018, I can play Ragnarok.
Yeah, for sure. But that goes back to the whole Lego Horizon too, is how long would they wait to release it on PC if that was a rumor in itself?
I don't know. With it being a Lego game, they might release it simultaneously like they did. Like Helldivers, they released it both at the same time.
That's a collaboration they need to do. Ragnarok and Legos.
I don't know.
Turn an M-rated game to an E for E10+.
Yeah. I don't know how that works, but they might be able to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's the old ones where it's a hack and slash. Yeah. You actually got some story behind it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, granted, I don't see it ever happening that way just because of the, you know, rating difference.
Yeah.
Especially if it's supposed to be the same games.
They definitely,
just in a bigger form.
It being Lego, they'd probably dumb it down a lot to make it more E, for sure.
Oh, yeah. So I'm saying it would go from M to E10+.
Yeah.
Well, Horizon is T, a rare one?
I don't know if it's T or not. I don't know.
It's all good live. Just because it's always a thing.
Yeah.
Of what games are tea or not.
Yeah, you never know. Their teas are not very common anymore.
ESRB. T for teen.
Forbidden West?
Yep. So yeah, the Lego game will probably knock it down to an E10 plus for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think Lego could get away with a T.
You think so?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think I've seen an E10 plus Lego game. I think every single one I've seen has been E.
Yeah, but what's really the difference between E, 10 and up, and T? Not much, because E10 and up basically replaced T.
3 years.
For the most part.
3 years is the difference.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, and these kids nowadays, they know stuff before they should, so the game's not going to do anything to them. We played GTA when we were how old? 8, if that.
I can't remember. Well, that and what? I mean, I know E10 Plus didn't exist, but, you know, Melee was T for T, and that was one of our first games.
Came out in 01. We had it pretty much around launch time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that's another game that definitely would not be T this day and age. It'd be everyone 10 and up.
Yeah, for sure. That's how old we are.
Yeah. Yeah, just to sum it up, it says the PC version of the 2022 game is predicted to be officially confirmed sometime in May 2024. Well, they better get on it, because it's time recording the 24th, so got a week left in the month. And then that's pretty much it. So hopefully we do get it. I mean, hopefully it comes out to be true and we'll get the announcement within the next week. And then we can get a release date. This is predicting that Ragnarok would come out for PC around November this year, 2024. If they announce it in May.
Having their showcases at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sony's is the end of this month. You got the beginning of June for Xbox, and then Nintendo will probably be the end of June.
Yeah, sometime in June. You never know.
Yeah, Nintendo. Mid-June. Mid to end.
Yeah. I know Xbox is going to have a bunch of good stuff, and they're definitely going to have some Call of Duty stuff. Hopefully announce Call of Duty to the older Call of Duty's the Game Pass, maybe.
Maybe. I thought you was about ready to try to foreshadow for something that's way down on the list.
No, I thought about it. I was like, nah, we might not get to it. All right. So some leaks may have found a Zelda Breath of the Wild remaster.
Midori?
Yeah.
Midori?
I think it's Midori. Midori? That's how I would say it. I could be wrong. I pronounce stuff wrong all the time.
Me too. That's why I'm just like, I'll pronounce it like 6 different ways, hopefully, and then it'll be the right one way will be the right way.
Yeah.
But leaks appear on what to be Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild remaster. Leakers suggest that Breath of the Wild may get ported to the Switch 2 in the visual upgrades and bundled DLC. Nintendo is rumored to be working on Project Yukino and iteration on the codename used for Breath of the Wild's development. Previous Nintendo ports like Mario Kart 8 Deluxe could set a precedent for all enhanced editions of Breath of the Wild on Switch 2. I personally don't like the idea of this.
You don't think they really need a remaster yet?
No, because it's just, what, 7 years old now?
Yeah.
Which I know that, you know, Mario 8 Mario Kart. It's different with Mario Kart 8. They haven't released a new one except for the freaking phone app since it came out. They've released another Zelda title since then. Actually, a couple if you count like the remake of like Link's Awakening and everything else.
Well, and Mario Kart 8 was released on a failed console too.
Yes.
The Switch is definitely not a failed console.
Technically, Breath of the Wild was released on a...
Yeah, but it was a launch title for the Switch too.
Yeah. But no, I agree with a lot of stuff on Nintendo, but this one I'm not going to agree with because... And that's another thing I'm looking at. Even with the DLC included, which, you know, I bought, paid for the DLC for both sets, 1 and 2, for the Master Sword upgrade, and then for the Third Bike at the end, if you haven't played the game, you're a 7-year-old. Yeah. But the fact that it's included and everything else, I'm just like, okay, that kind of sucks. But who's saying, oh yeah, after playing Tears of the Kingdom, I want to go back and play Breath of the Wild? Nobody.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I think Tears of the Kingdom is the better game, so I don't really want to, because you have so much more content and abilities in Tears of the Kingdom. It feels like if you go back to Breath of the Wild, like, it'll just be bare bones, it feels like, and lacking all kinds of stuff.
Yep, exactly, and I'm just like, okay, like I said, Mario Kart 8 made sense. They released it on a failed console, so on and so forth. And then, you know, they're finally getting their gears going to get 10 out. This one was successful already. And then its predecessor was super successful. Like I said, they've already thrown a remake in there. Give us freaking Wind Waker again.
That's what I'm waiting on. Wind Waker and Twilight Princess. Breath of the Wild.
Listen to us, Nintendo. We do not want Breath of the Wild. It's still...
It's already on two of your consoles. We don't need it on three already. It being 7 years old.
Give us Wind Waker. That way it's on three of your consoles.
Yeah, but it came out in 2003. And then remastered in 2013. Yeah. And it's 2024. It's about time. I mean, how many times has Ocarina of Time been ported and remade? I mean, it's been remade once, I guess, but it's been ported 100 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give us an older title. Turn freaking Link to the Past to 3D and then put it on console.
That would actually be cool. Yeah. Even if they or don't turn it 3D, just remaster.
Yeah.
A Link to the Past, because they did Link's Awakening. Or if they would do
remaster, not the emulator that you have on the Switch Online.
Like an actual ground up remaster.
Yeah.
Either Link's or A Link to the Past, or I'd like to see the Oracle games get the same graphic style as Link's Awakening did, because they're so similar where they both, well, I guess technically all three released on the Game Boy Color, Game Boy and Game Boy Color, but something, we need older remasters, not a 7 year old remaster.
Yes. Like I said, we agree with a lot of stuff Nintendo, but this is one thing I will not support on.
And it might not even be true, but it's definitely a big topic for the past... Oh, it actually came out last week, but people are still talking about this week, so...
I'm just trying to hit the algorithm.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I just... If this is true... I mean, I get it. They're trying to bring attention to the Switch 2, but you could do that with other games and just have Metroid Prime 4 ready as a launch title. That'll get people's attention.
We don't need Breath of the Wild. Still too new.
It's still too new. And then, I don't know, just... I don't think I would pick it up because, like I said, it just Breath of the Wild feels so empty to me after playing Tears of the Kingdom. I've been playing Tears of the Kingdom again a lot lately. I've had more time to play it, so I played it a lot. And then just, I don't think I'd go back to Breath of the Wild. The only thing I'd go back to Breath of the Wild and do is ride my motorcycle, probably. But I can't do that in a beginning game of Breath of the Wild. So why would I start over when I've already got all the shrines, DLC included shrines, and everything, I don't want to start over just for fun. Breath of the Wild's too big of a game to start over on.
Yeah. Only people it would really benefit is people that's never played it before or exactly. Tears of the Kingdom.
And judging by the sales numbers, that's not very many people that has had a Switch that hasn't played Breath of the Wild.
At that point, you would get $90 worth of contents for $60 because, or $70, because I'm sure they would make it a $70 game.
I would say.
Because both DLCs were $15 a piece.
Yeah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Yeah,
I agree.
Down on this hill, I guess Nintendo on this one.
Yeah, I think Wind Waker and Twilight Princess HD, I mean, those were remade for the Wii U. You don't even have to remake them again. Just port them over to the Switch or the Switch 2. Those could be launch titles as well. Technically, if you wanted them to be, they could do I'd release them on the Switch too if I was Nintendo, but. I mean, I'd buy Wind Waker for the Switch too as a launch title.
Or do a Legend of Zelda All-Stars like they did with Mario.
Yeah, Yeah, we definitely need something like that. You could include like the first two Zelda games, maybe Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, and Wind Waker or something. I don't know.
I was going to say even the first three 3D titles with Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, and Wind Waker.
Yeah, they could do that.
They're free.
Which, of course, 3D All-Stars. Ocarina of
Time's been done so many times.
Yeah. Because Mario's had All-Stars, which is the 2D games, and then they've had 3D All-Stars with the 3. Mm-hmm. So they could do either one.
Which, the Mario All-Stars was like way back in the 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was on the SNES. Yeah. Had Mario 1, 2, and
say the Lost Levels.
And the Lost Levels, yeah. The original 2 and then the Japan 2.
Yeah, not the Doki Doki Panic.
Yeah.
Reskin.
I just move on. I think we've already covered this next topic now that I look at it. So I think we'll skip.
Yeah, I was going to call you out on that earlier, but I didn't have time.
Yeah.
Let's just skip that one because we have covered it.
I thought we have. I meant to do Game Pass, but because we've already done Game Pass, but Game Pass had a wave too. I was going to cover that, but I put PS Plus for some reason. Anyway, Sony job listing reignites handheld rumors.
Sony is seemingly going all out with the rumored PlayStation handheld. Sony is reportedly working on a portable handheld as per a job listing. It is exciting to think that players can boot up a AAA game through a tiny handheld device with the horsepower of a decent gaming PC. Yet again, not surprising because they've seen the success of the Switch. They're not new to the market. They've just haven't been in the market for about 10 years. Because what, the PS Vita came out in 2012?
Yeah.
2011?
It was around the time of the 3DS, and I think the 3DS came out in 2011. So
yeah, they haven't been in the game for a while, but I'm assuming that they probably had sales with the Vita for probably 3 or 4 years solid, and then just stopped. So it's been out of its lifespan for
quite a while.
9 to 10 years.
Yeah. And it was considered a failure to them, definitely compared to the PSP standards.
Yes, which that was very high
very
standards.
Very successful.
Let's say that's the only handheld system I would even compare to, like, to the Switch.
Yeah,
it was a good solid system.
It was. Well, the DS too, like the original DS.
It definitely blew the DS out of water.
I mean, the DS sold more
personally.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Personally, like power-wise and the games you could play on it, yeah, definitely. You could play console-quality games on the PSP in the early 2000s.
Yep.
Sony can't even do that now. You have to connect it to a console.
Yeah. The PSP failure.
Yeah. The portal, not the portable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Sony is seemingly hiring new personnel with the expertise of creating a handheld device with a complex architecture. The gaming community could potentially play native PlayStation games in the palm of their hands soon. PlayStation could dip its toes into the handheld market given the demand and success of other portable consoles like the Switch. PlayStation could be making some changes sometime soon, and the gaming community has a good guess of what it might be. Gaming handhelds are on all the rage, and many seem to suggest it is the future of gaming, which makes sense for Sony and Microsoft to get a slice. Many think it is high time for Sony to develop a new PlayStation handheld device. The company made a few in the past that were ahead of their time, like we just basically saying with the PSP. It would be wise for major gaming companies to adapt to the current climate and give the players something they have been asking for. Yeah. Something they're asking for, not like the portal. Nobody wanted the portal. Nobody asked for the portal. They wanted a PSP or a Vita. Not a portal.
I got a PSP. Just said a portable variety.
Not worth it. Not in my opinion, anyway.
Nope. And it will be a strict handheld. I doubt they'll go to hybrid route.
Nah, I doubt it. All right, this next one kind of upsets me. But college football 25 launches July 19th.
Why does it upset you before I go on this thing?
It's only next gen, not PC.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, because I had that on my thing. Yeah, July 19th, after 10 years, College Football 25 release dates. Worldwide is July 19th, 2024. There's on the deluxe edition, you can get it 3 days early on the 16th. Pre-order now through July 18th. EA Play Early Access Trial is July 16th. Platform availability, next gen only, not even on PC.
Stupid.
MVP Bundle, pre-order incentives. MVP Bundle, College Football 25 Deluxe Edition, and also, want to crack a joke on this one, and Madden NFL 25, let's go ahead and buy content for a 10-year-old game. Yeah. Digital only, available on PlayStation and Xbox platforms. So, they have a MVP Bundle that can be crossed with the 10-year-old game at this point.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call it Madden 25. I refuse.
There's already been a Madden 25.
Yeah, this is Madden 35.
Yeah.
You better call Madden 2025 if you want me to call it the correct title. Because I refuse.
Is that what they called it? They just called it 25 again?
Yeah. It's just... Well, it says Madden NFL 25, but I haven't seen a Madden game that's not technically Madden NFL.
Yeah, they're all Madden NFL.
But yeah, they called it 25 again. Oh yeah, this is our 25th anniversary, so we're going to call Madden 14 Madden 25. And then just screw you guys 10 years later.
We waited 10 years for them to see what they were going to do and expecting them to go 35, and then they're just going to go 25 again.
To celebrate their 35th anniversary.
Yeah, everybody else does. Usually every 5 years. If not, then 10 years. But
well, Madden's every 25 years, apparently. Yeah, so.
Apparently, I mean, might get Madden 50.
Got another 15 years for that.
Yeah.
15 years, and we're still number 26 from Madden 50.
So, when every time you think EA has come out of their slump of being sloppy or stupid, they make moves like this. It's only next gen, so no Xbox One, no PlayStation 4, and no PC. Makes zero sense to me. It's like EA doesn't want money. I'm speaking for me, but I think you would agree that if it was on PC, we would probably buy this game, considering we used to play the college games all the time.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
I would have bought it on Steam. I might have even pre-ordered it.
I may have even got the deluxe edition.
Yeah, but I don't understand why no PC. At least, I mean, I think current gen deserves it. Maybe not the Switch, but I think current gen deserves it. And I think definitely PC deserves it. It can handle it if the PS5 and Xbox Series can handle it.
Is a Switch 2 going to get it? Because they're next gen at that point.
Probably not. I don't understand.
They can't even name their games their correct years.
No, they can't.
Well, they can now, I guess, but.
They couldn't 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
I think that one had Adrian Peterson on the front cover. Or somebody from the Vikings.
Yeah. I can't remember for sure.
But yeah, Madden 25 has already existed. That's why I say it's for a 10-year-old game. Obviously, it's for their new Madden, but I'm saying you're getting content for a 10-year-old game that nobody plays anymore. The servers are down. Don't buy it.
That's right. Don't buy Madden 25. It's just a reskin of a 10-year-old game.
It's not wrong. Maddens have been reskinned since the 80s.
Oh, yeah. It's copy and paste just like 2K is every year. Change the roster.
Just change your rosters.
Yep.
Upgrade the graphics a little bit. They've been reskinned forever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's easy to copy and paste.
Why pay $70 for a 10-year-old game?
That's right. Don't do it. And don't buy College Football 25 either. Make them regret their decision not to put it on current gen PC. Because now,
they didn't. Me 10 and Colin, years ago, they were everywhere 10 years ago.
Me and Colin, we can't play it. We don't have the means to play it. We don't have a next gen console. We don't. I mean, we have PCs. We was expecting it to be on PC. And now we just can't play it. EA said, screw you. You're not playing.
And if you have a next-gen console, listen to us. I guess you can get it, but just know that they still screwed up by giving you a 10-year-old game.
Yeah, you should boycott them. I am. I haven't played anything EA for a long time, and I was actually going to play something EA, but I can't.
I played Madden 24. I can't even lie, but it was free on Game Pass, so.
I guess I lied, too. I didn't mean... I forgot. Last Saturday, I played UFC 4 at Kohl's. That's the first EA game I've played in a long time. Unless you count the NBA Street games I've emulated in the past couple years. But those are old. Newest EA game I've played is probably Madden 17.
Before 24, mine was 18.
Yeah, so it's been 7 years. Besides, I played UFC 4 last year. I mean, last week.
So if you're lying again.
Yeah, can't get my facts straight. Yeah, it was last week. I'm not very good at it. That was the first time I ever played a UFC game. And I got one.
I've heard that they made UFC games because I think Colby had one way back in the day. I think it was at Fight Night or something.
Oh, yeah. UFC Fight
Night for PS2.
Yeah. So I'm not even sure how UFC does their games. They just make one every so often because UFC 4, it's obviously not the year like they do with any other EA title.
That don't Sports help time. Because every single MMA match that you look or UFC match, it's always like 100 digits numbers for each thing it is fighting.
Yeah. I don't even follow UFC. Like, I didn't know half the people on there. I mean, obviously, I knew Conor McGregor because he fought Floyd Mayweather in 2018.
Yet again, it's still a reskin game, technically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you just get new fighters or whatever. Because I would even call WWE 2K.
Oh, yeah.
Or 2K WWE is a reskin every single definitely. Year, but they release it.
I mean, it's made by 2K. It's a reskin. Copy and paste.
But still not a 10-year-old game, but.
Nope. Boycott EA. That's the summary of the episode.
Yep. Save it for last.
Yep. All right, guys, that's all the time we have. We appreciate you for listening. We appreciate you guys for being patient and letting us take the last week off. We hadn't took a week off in a long time, over a year, I think.
We had to take a week off.
I forgot. But make sure to follow us on all of our socials, our Discord, our Twitch, YouTube, all of our socials. Like Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, buy merch on Redbubble. Colin?
Chat us up on Discord.
Yeah.
Tell us if you're going to boycott Madden or not.
You should.
Or in general.
Yeah. Yeah. Put it in the Discord chat if you're going to.
If you're going to join.
Yeah. If you're going to boycott EA, just let us know. But, Colin, you have anything else?
Nope. Later, guys.
All right. Catch you guys next week.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big.